Ever hopped on a plane and just, I don't know, trusted it to get you there?
Millions do,
Okay.
every single day.
It's amazing, right? But behind that smooth flight, there's a ton of work happening that most of us never even think about.
Oh, absolutely. Like a well-oiled machine, except it's way more complex than that. It's aviation maintenance.
And that's our deep dive today. We're going behind the scenes to see how these companies make sure flying is as safe as it is.
Buckle up, because we're talking serious risk reduction.
And our guide for this journey. An article straight from Aviation Maintenance Magazine, no less. It's called SMS Part 5, The Relationship Between Risk Controls and Your Safety Risk Management System.
Catchy, right?
Well, it's more for the pros, but we'll break down the juicy bits everyone can appreciate.
Because believe it or not, the stuff they do to keep planes safe applies to a lot more than just aviation.
Okay, I'm intrigued. So hit us with it. What's the core concept here?
It all comes down to something called safety risk management, or, SRM if you want to sound fancy.
SRM, I like it, has a ring to it. But what's it actually mean in practice?
Well, think of it like this. You're about to cross the street, right? What do you do?
Look both ways, hopefully.
Exactly. You're doing a mini risk assessment without even realizing it, identifying the hazard, those speeding cars, and then taking steps to, well, not get hit. SRM is basically that, but, way more official, and for something as complicated as a giant metal bird flying through the air.
So instead of just our gut feeling about crossing the street, there's this whole system in place for airplanes.
You got it. And this article breaks it down beautifully. Basically, there are two main ways aviation maintenance companies reduce risk. They either decrease the likelihood of something bad happening, or they minimize the consequence if it does.
Okay, so two-pronged approach. Stop bad stuff before it starts, but have a plan B just in case.
You got it. And the article really drives home how essential both of these are, especially in aviation. Like, take those required inspection items we always hear about. It's more than just, someone glancing at the wings and giving a thumbs up.
More than a glance. You're saying it's gotten way more intense than that.
Oh, yeah. We're talking high tech these days. It used to be a lot of visual checks, but now, think specialized inspections and crazy technology.
Like, what are we talking? Do they have like X-ray vision now?
Not quite X-ray vision, but they do use things like ultrasonic testing.
Okay, hold up, break that down.
So imagine finding tiny microscopic flaws in the metal that you could never see with your eyes,
Yeah.
right? Ultrasonic testing can do that.
Whoa. Okay, that's some serious detective work. And that's all about reducing the likelihood of something going wrong, like we were talking about, right?
Spot on. But here's the thing, even with all that, things happen. And that's where that second part of risk management kicks in, minimizing the consequences.
Right, gotta have that backup plan. It's like the article mentioned about backup systems in planes.
Exactly. Think about something super important, like the hydraulic system. It controls a bunch of stuff on the plane, the flaps, landing gear. If that fails, you're in trouble.
Wait, so there's a backup, right? Please tell me there's a backup.
Don't worry, there is. Most modern planes have multiple hydraulic systems that work independently.
Oh, okay, that's reassuring.
So even if one goes kaput, the pilots can still control the plane. Think of it like a spare tire for your car, except it's a spare hydraulic system for a, multi-ton hunk of metal soaring through the air.
Okay, that puts it into perspective. Now, I gotta ask about this thing. The article mentioned hydrogen embrittlement. I'm not gonna lie, I had to Google it.
Yeah, it's not exactly a household term, but it's actually super important in aviation maintenance. Basically, it's when the metal, which, let's be real, planes are made of a lot of metal, gets exposed to hydrogen.
Okay, and what's wrong with a little hydrogen?
Well, it makes the metal brittle, like a cracker, prone to cracking.
Right.
And in a plane, that's not good.
Not good at all, especially with all the stress those things go through in the air.
Right. Even a tiny crack from this hydrogen embrittlement could turn into a huge problem during flight.
So how do they stop that? Do they like wrap the plane in bubble wrap?
Huh. I wish it were that easy. Bubble wrap at 30,000 feet? Not so much. No, seriously, they use this process called heat treatment. It's pretty amazing, actually.
Heat treatment. So they like bake the metal parts like a potato?
Well, sort of. It's a lot more precise than that, though. They heat the metal up and cool it down very carefully and at really specific temperatures to relieve stress inside it.
Stress, the metal gets stressed out.
You could say that. It's more like internal pressure makes it easier for those cracks to form. Heat treating is like giving it a massage. Relaxes it, makes it less brittle.
Okay, so they're basically using heat to toughen up the metal, make it less likely to break. Who knew?
Exactly. And that's a perfect example of that first lever of risk management we were talking about, stopping those problems before they even start.
Right, preventing those tiny cracks from becoming big problems.
Yep. But the article made another really important point. It's not just about doing the risk control stuff, you know, the heat treatment and all. It's about documenting it too.
Documenting, like writing it all down.
Exactly. Yeah. Every single detail. Because if something does go wrong, investigators need to be able to trace back what happened.
So it's like a paper trail for airplane parts.
Exactly. They can look back and see every heat treatment, every inspection, every single thing that's been done to that part. It's all about understanding not just what went wrong, but why.
Wow. So it's like a detective story for airplanes.
Kind of. And that brings us to another big idea, change management.
Change management. Okay. That sounds kind of jargony.
Maybe a little, but it's super important. Think of it like this. What happens if they get a new heat treatment oven, right? Something fancier, more efficient. Sounds good so far, right?
Yeah, an upgrade. What's wrong with that?
Nothing. Except every change has a chance of, you know, messing something else up. Unintended consequences.
Ah, okay. So they can't just swap out the oven without making sure it's as good as the old one.
Exactly. That's where all that documentation comes in. They can compare the old oven's performance to the new one, make sure they're not introducing new risks.
Makes sense. Don't want to fix one thing and break another.
Right. And that's the heart of it. It's all about constantly checking, adapting, making sure things stay safe.
Wow, so much goes into keeping those planes in the air. I'm kind of blown away, to be honest.
It's pretty incredible.
Yeah.
And here's the thing. Even if we're not, you know, airplane mechanics, these ideas apply to our lives, too.
Mm-hmm.
Think about it. Assessing risk, making decisions, it's everywhere.
That's so true. This whole conversation has me thinking about risk totally differently. It's not just about planes. It's about being smart in all parts of our lives.
Exactly. Investing, changing careers, even just planning a trip. Understanding these ideas helps us make better choices.
I am definitely seeing things in a whole new light after this deep dive. Big thanks to you for breaking down all this complex stuff.
Anytime. Love talking about this stuff. It's fascinating.
And to our listeners, thanks for joining us for another episode of The Deep Dive. We take those everyday things and, well, we dive deep. Be sure to subscribe so you don't miss our next adventure into the unexpected.